Wolves Nation, I'm Brock Longville, D-tackle for the Maroon and Gold, and this is Wolves Football on Hub City Radio.
Northern State trying to put to bed a seven-game losing streak dating back to 2015 against this Duluth squad. Brock Longville, the Bobcat from Brookings High, three-sport athlete, track and field, basketball, and football alike. Head coach Kurt Wiese saying that our playoff hopes are flickering. It's time for the Wolves to extinguish those playoff hopes now. 2:33 to go in the game. We're tied at 21. 14 unanswered for the Bulldogs. Cox has it teed up at the 35-yard line as the Wolves will look to get a big play on special teams here. High end over end kick. This is Noah Smith at the 4, across the 15, the 20, across the 25, 30. Gets a block across the 35 and down to the 36-yard line. A good return by Noah Smith. So the Wolves have a full complement of timeouts. They've got a first down and 10 from their own 36-yard line going from left to right on your radio dial. You want to turn a program around. You want to turn a season around. You want to have a historic win. You've got 2 minutes and 26 seconds to get that job accomplished. Let's go, folks. Buckle up. Right darn now. Two left, two right for the wideouts. Britz in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks left. Throws far side. Block. Makes the catch. And he gets out of bounds after a pickup of close to 6. That'll bring up a second down and 4. Game clock stops momentarily. Now it goes now down to 2:15 to the 41-yard line, a gain of 5 officially. Now, do you run another play on the outside of the 2-minute warning? That's the question. I think you just say, let's see you under 2 minutes. That's exactly what the case will be. So 2 minutes to go, Wolves and Bulldogs to a 58-minute stalemate right now. We are back to Mulaski Stadium in 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere. It's the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.
Wolves Nation, I'm Teflon Lee, wide receiver from the Maroon and Gold, and you're listening to Wolves Football on Hub City Radio.
We're back inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth. HKG, you bring the vision. We bring it to life. Great way to bring a vision to life is by winning games like this on the road. Daniel Britt is 11 of 15 for 114 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Wyatt Block, 17 carries for 77 yards and a score. Kraft with 33 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown. Kyle Walljasper has been a menace today on the ground. 19 carries for 145 and a score. 9 of 14 passing for a buck 15, a touchdown in his first interception of the season. Northern and Duluth are tied at 21. Ball at the 41-yard line of the Wolves. NSU going away from Lake Superior, left to right on your radio dial, north to south. Trips right, Britz in the shotgun, ball at the 41. Daniel takes, drops back, has time, throws far side into coverage. Branson is there, does he make the catch? Yes, he does, out of bounds, inside Duluth territory. Tanner Branson to the 42-yard line of Duluth, the gain is 17. And now you've got the field judge, who's about 50 yards away from everything, is running to the white hat. What is this all about? Took a couple extra seconds off the clock. The field judge was on top of that. So game clock is reading 1:54, little deep out, and Daniel Britt hits Tanner Branson. Hit him right on the 1 and the 2. Ball at the 42-yard line of Duluth. 1:54 to go. Again, trips right. Wiley slot right along with JVL. Britt's in the shotgun. He takes. Here comes the blitz. Daniel, he'll tuck it. He'll run it. He's on his high horse as he gets to about the 41-yard line, a gain of 1. Nice job by Daniel Britt, just extending the play and keeping that one alive a little bit. As head coach Kurt Wiese saying that about the Northern State offense today, he says, hey, we just can't let this quarterback get going. Nice job by the front four of Duluth. Second and 9 from the Duluth 41-yard line. 1:30 to go in the game. Trips right. Daniel takes, throws far side, passes tipped in the air. That'll be incomplete. Block was the intended target. That stops the clock with 87 seconds to go. And now the Wolves are facing a third down and 9 from the Bulldogs' 41-yard line in between both hash marks. And this crowd, which is, again, far from capacity today, is starting to generate some juice. Play clock is at 19. The Wolves break the huddle. Trips right. JVL and Wiley along with Kaiser. Daniel takes, drops back 5, looking far side. Branson makes the catch, and he'll pick up 7. That'll keep the clock moving And now the question becomes, do you go for it or do you attempt about a 50-yard field goal with Jeremy Caruso? I'm curious that Duluth is not taking a timeout right now. 1:08 to go. The Wolves have a 4th-and-2 from the Bulldogs' 34-yard line. Wolves are going to go. We're under a minute to play. We're tied at 21. Game clock at 52. Play clock is at 10. Trips right. Mike Schmidt wants a timeout. And does he take it? 4 seconds and three, he takes the timeout. Mike Schmidt takes the timeout as the play clock was down to 2 and down to 1. And we're keeping it right here. We're not going anywhere. 42 seconds left. The Wolves are facing a 4th-and-2 from the 34 of Duluth as the Wolves just burned their first timeout in the second half. On the Easy Stop scoreboard, it reads 21 for NSU, 21 for Minnesota Duluth. So get those hearts checked and set your pacemakers to neutral for the moment. The play of perhaps the second half of the season is upcoming here for the Wolves. That might be a little bit hyperbole, but if you want to come all the way up here to Duluth and beat this Bulldog squad, that's just it. You got to beat them. You got to take it. You don't come this far just to come this far. Got to come on back to the Hub City. A 7-hour bus ride with the 1 in that W column. And a play like this is going to go a long way to getting that executed. 4th-and-2. Ball at the 34 of Duluth. We're tied at 21. 42 seconds to play. Two wide receivers to each side. Britz in the shotgun. 4 down linemen. Daniel extends his hands. Takes the snap. Looking. He's going to tuck it. Looking. Throws near side. It's caught by Kaiser. First down to the 28-yard line of Duluth. What a grab by the governor on 4th and got to have it. And the Wolves get it. Incredible hands catch away from his body. Game clock reads 35 down to 34. Ball at the 29 of Duluth. Trips left. Britz in the shotgun. Extends his hands. Takes. Drops back. Throws near side block. It's popped. Game clock is at 22. Down to 21. Down to 20. Do the Wolves take a timeout? They do. With 20 seconds to play. And Northern State has one timeout remaining. And they are facing a 2nd-and-9 from the Duluth 29-yard line. Head coach Mike Schmidt on National Signing Day said, this kid is going to play as a freshman. And Daniel Britt put that ball in the only possible place that Cade Kaiser could grab it, to the near sideline, and Cade had hands like glue. Now, 24 seconds left as the referees add a couple of ticks on that Easy Stop scoreboard. The Wolves are facing a defensive juggernaut that is surrendering only 14.5 points per game. The Wolves have one timeout remaining as they break the huddle from the far sideline to the near sideline. Ball at the 29-yard line near hash. 24 ticks to go. We're tied at 21. Trips left. Britz in the shotgun. Crowd is on their feet in Duluth. Daniel takes the snap. Handoff goes to Hank Kraft. He pushes the pile forward. Peyton Johnson helping him out as he gets to about the 27. Now, if you're Duluth, you got to start thinking about taking some timeouts, don't you? 14 seconds left, and a timeout is called by the Wolves with 14 seconds left. Taking his second timeout now. Game clock reads 14. It's a 3rd-and-7. I thought that was their 3rd-and-final timeout. They're going to add 2 seconds on the Easy Stop scoreboard. What little wind there is here at Mulaski Stadium, it's coming off of the lake, which is behind you. It's a 3rd-and-7, 27-yard line of Duluth. Britz in the shotgun, along with Hank Kraft. Tight twins to the left. Slot left is JVL. 3rd-and-7 from the 27. Daniel takes. Handoff goes to Kraft. Angling left-hand side. He's got himself about 6 yards. All pending the spot. Might be a first down. He tried to get to the 20. If he's got to the 20, it's a first down. Great block by JVL on the far side. And I think this is going to be a first down. He had about 6.5, close to 7. It all pends the spot. He had to get to the 20-yard line. The ball is right now at the 20. This should be a first down. as the game clock is under 10 seconds, the referees are talking about things, so the game clock should stop. Kraft was down, and they say first down. So they're going to reset the game clock to 1 second? I thought Mike Schmidt was thinking they were going to mark him short, so they only have 1 second left. So this will be from the 20-yard line, far hash. This is Jeremy Caruso for the win. The transfer from Minot, 37 yards for the win. Gunderson to snap it to Ethan Barnett, and Wiese is going to try to freeze him. Yep, that's their third and final timeout. So, again, we're keeping it right here. We've got 1 second officially on the Easy Stop scoreboard. Head coach Mike Schmidt saying, I've got faith in Jeremy Caruso. He hit a school record 48-yarder at Wiregrass Ranch High back in the day. The transfer from Minot from Wesley Chapel, Florida. Caruso this season, his long is 41. He's 3 for 6. This one is from the left hash. The wind is swirling a little bit, and it all comes down to number 36. Gunderson to snap it to Ethan Barnett. Jeremy Caruso, 37 yards for the win. We're tied at 21. Good snap, good hold, the kick is up, it's on the way, it is good! It is good! Jeremy Caruso splits the uprights. There is a flag down. We have to wait for this call. Could it be offsides against Duluth? We'll see. This is a colossal call. Leverage is called, and Caruso wins it! Caruso drills it, and Northern State walks it off in Duluth. For the first time since October 31st, 2015, Northern State University has defeated the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth, and a little trick-or-treat from Mahlowski Stadium at Griggs Field. 24-21, Northern State wins this ball game. Can you imagine the moment as Caruso splits the uprights and the Wolves will enjoy a 7-hour bus ride back to the Hub City victorious? Jacob Schlow is going to lead the squad there on the far sideline to sing the school fight song. And up Northern Wolves from Duluth. 24-21, your final. Wolves Wrap begins in 3 minutes on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.